cooking a little breakfast for my son, studying for his final exam.
Let me see.
No, I just closed the door and went to air to get
it
in there.
Cliff. A dozen chocolate devil's food donuts for breakfast?
Yeah. No,
and
wait,
one with a bite in it you've been munching?
See, that's what you see, and that's all you see. You see chocolate and devil's food, but there's bran in those donuts.
What were you going to wash this bran down with?
Orange juice.
Orange juice in the refrigerator?
Yes, orange juice.
Is this the orange juice? Looks a little different, a lot more pigmentation to it. Oh, look at that. It says chocolate milk.
Vitamin D.
But you should be ashamed of yourself. Using Theo at the most stressful time in his life. You know he's preparing for a makeup final exam. And you're going to use him to cover up your inability to discipline yourself.
It's vitamin D and bran. It's healthy.
You're sad. You are very sad, and it's going out of here today. Potato chips, Cliff?
Iron.
Morning.
Good morning, son.
I was up studying so late, I don't even know what time I went to sleep.
Oh, I love that. You remember those days, Cliff?
I certainly do.
Well, I wanted to show you that the studying's paying off. Look at these tests. 1A and 2B pluses.
All right. Have a donut, son.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Just for you.
All right.
Oh, yes, that chocolate milk, that's just for you, too.
Oh, you guys are great. Thanks. Hey, you guys, I want you to know that you're looking at a man who's one grade away from making the dean's list.
Listen, you don't mind if I put this on my lab jacket and wear it around the hospital, do you?
Oh, well, hold up, Dad. Before you start putting things on display, I have one more final. A makeup exam in economics.
Yeah, but listen, man, you're hot. You're on the roll now.
No, but this is economics, Dad. This is my toughest subject. And you know that makeup exams are always harder.
Yeah.
I got this professor, Professor C.G. Stein. We call him Dr. Flunkenstein. First day of class, he said to us, I'm failing everybody now to avoid the June rush.
Well, at Hillman, I had a biochem professor called Dr. Death.
Death.
Huh?
This is my life, okay? Now, I think I got him pegged. See, you're looking at a psychology major here. Now, Flunkenstein, see, he's a type A guy, very intense, yet he masquerades as a type B guy, casual yet condescending. Okay. See, understand, the man is inconsistently consistent. I got him pegged.
But you do look a little tired.
Oh, but that's okay, Mom, because I'm in control. See, I realize that to get what I want out of life, I got to push for it. And this is what I want. Face it, making the dean's list is going to look great on my record. Because I got to compete with every other person graduating from college this year. But I'm focused. I'm a camera. I zoom in, aim, and I shoot. See you later.
Oh, sweetheart, don't forget these. This is for you.
Thank you.
And this is for you, too. Your father bought all of this just for you.
Hey, Dad, you're great. Thanks a lot.
Where are you going?
Huh?
Where are you going?
I'm going to see my son to the door.
No, you're not, darling. You're going to have to clean out your liver. Sit down. You're going to have carrot juice with celery and sprouts.
Drink what?
Sit down.
I don't like this house.
Sure. Poor thing, he has missed every party this semester, and now he's even going to miss his own.
Thanks a lot, Lucy.
Hey, come on, man. Don't sweat it. Look, hey, we'll save you some pizza.
Yes, if we happen to see any single women floating around, we'll get their phone numbers for you.
Oh, like he's really gonna have time to date. My man is going for the dean's list. Number one.
Wow. I wish I had someone to rub the back of my neck.
Okay.
Danny?
Don't
I have finished my dip.
Ow.
Open your mouth.
Ow. Mmm. Ow.
I would love to have someone feed me dip.
Okay.
Thank you, but it's not the same, pal. Oh,
hey, come on, come on, come on. Focus, Theo. Focus.
Yeah, right. Priorities.
Yes.
Man, with all this sacrifice, I better make the dean's list.
Hey.
I have to go. I'll see you later. Where's my kiss, baby?
Oh, right here, baby. Come here.
Don't even think about it.
Oh, excuse me, can I borrow your sugar, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you. Here you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. You use sugar in your tea.
Yes, I do.
What a coincidence. I use sugar in my tea, too. See? Tea? Sugar?
I see.
Do you use milk or lemon?
Neither.
Me neither, too.
Good tea.
Yes. Good tea, good conversation.
Yay.
I'm Theo. I mean, Theo.
And I'm Cheryl.
Cheryl, that's a lovely accent. Where are you from?
Barbados. I'm an exchange student.
Ah, beautiful Barbados.
Oh, you've been there?
Well, no. But maybe you can tell me about it sometime.
Oh, it would have to be soon. I'm going home tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. How about tonight?
I can't. Economics.
Well, that's all right. We'll go Dutch.
Dutch? Oh, no. No, you see, I have a final in economics, see?
Oh, what a shame. It would have been nice.
Yeah. It would have been more than nice.
I better go now.
Ah, so soon.
Perhaps someday you get to Barbados and look me up, eh?
Perhaps.
Bye now.
Bye now. What have I just done?
Huh?
Edie, you know something? I'm a fool. I admit it. I've spent the last 5 months of my life living like a monk. See, I'm young, but I'm allowing my youth to be smothered by pages of a textbook. See, the girl of my dreams just walked in and out of my life. And you know why? Because I have no life, Edie. And if I just let that woman walk away, I don't deserve a life. You see?
Here.
I'm sorry, who could think of tuna fish at a time like this? I have a life to go after, and her name is Cheryl.
Is that the spot?
That's the one.
The spot.
Hey, hey, Mom, thank you for dinner. Dad, I'm on the A train.
Wait a minute. Are you finished studying?
Yeah. Guys, let me share something with you, okay? It's kind of silly, but I've been letting opportunities that could affect the rest of my life just slip through my fingers. So I decided to take your advice and make some time for myself. When you're sitting there studying with your face in a book, things around you are happening and you know nothing about it. Something happened to me at the Café de Balzac that could have a profound effect on my life. And I almost let it get away. You know why? Because I was sitting there studying with my face in a book.
And you almost let her get away.
Yes. I met her this afternoon.
How long did you meet with her?
5 minutes. But, Dad, it was a profound 5 minutes, man.
But you told me that you had to cram for a makeup final in economics.
Yeah, I said that. But, Dad, understand, it's a question of priorities. You see, the mind is like a closet. See, and in mine, I have 4 hangers and a couple of shelves. Now, the hangers are for things that I'm always gonna use. The shelves, for things I'm hardly ever gonna use. Now, my mistake was, get this, I had economics on a hanger when it should have been on a shelf.
Are you telling me that economics is no longer important?
Oh, no, Dad. I'm gonna pass the course. I'm just not gonna push so hard.
Well, how do you feel about this, dear?
The mind is like a closet.
Thank you.
And this girl is on a hanger?
Oh, yes, Mom. She's on all 4 hangers. In fact, she's got half the closet. See, it's important to remember that life isn't just books. Life is a cabaret filled with different people and different experiences. Remember that, guys. Remember that.
Life is a cabaret with a closet with shelves. He's lost it. It's gone. Economics is tearing him up. Dr. Flunkenstein. He flunked his brain out.
Now, you know that spot you had found?
Yeah.
Find that spot again.
I can find another one if we go upstairs.
What I ultimately want to do is to be able to work with kids when they're at that age where I can be a positive influence in their lives.
Oh, what a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I'm sorry, I keep talking about myself. I'm hogging the whole conversation.
Oh, no, I enjoy hearing you talk. In fact, I'm having a glorious time.
Good. I'm glad to hear you're having a glorious time.
The carefree party plan, secure in the knowledge that he is about to take the flunk out of Flunkenstein. Can I get a witness? Yeah. I thought I might.
Yeah.
Ah, thank you. Yeah, I'm fine.
I don't know. You look a bit troubled.
No, I'm enjoying myself. Really, I am.
Oh, that's my song. Come and dance with me, boy.
Okay.
Cheryl, I have to ask you a question.
Some friends and I were discussing the gross national product, and we were discussing the economic indicators. Do you know what they are?
No, not off the top of my head.
Retail sales, capital equipment, housing starts, durable goods, and productivity.
Very good.
Word up.
I love slow dancers.
Yeah, me too. But you know what they remind me of?
Eh?
Economic slowdowns. kind of like a recession. Can you define a recession?
Well, if I...
Two straight quarters of negative growth in the gross national product.
That sounds about right.
Oh, yes, it is right.
Then let me ask you a question. Are you sure you're having fun?
Oh, yes. I've invested my time very wisely tonight.
Oh?
You know, speaking of investment...
Hold on. Theo, I'm not blind, man. I can tell you got something else pressing on your mind, so... And it's more than obvious that your economics final.
Cheryl, sit down for a second. You're right. I haven't really studied enough, but I really wanted to be here with you tonight.
And I wanted to be with you, too. But this is much too important for you. You must go.
No, Cheryl.
Theo, we'll meet again.
But you're going back home tomorrow.
Chill, man. I'll be back next week.
You will?
After the break. I decided to come back for another semester.
Because of me?
No, because I got the classes I wanted.
Okay.
But you're a bonus.
Well, I'll see you when you get back.
For sure.
Bye.
Bye now. Good luck on the exam.
Thank you. Thank you, and have a safe flight.
Okay. Thank you.
See you when you get back.
See, oh, you said that already. Go now.
I'm trying. Can I get your phone number in Barbados?
I thought you never asked me.
Yes. Define supply-side economics. Yes, Theo, you do it again, my man. Hey, Dad. Late delivery?
Yeah. I thought you were out on a date.
Well, yeah, I was. But then I realized I had to study for my final tomorrow. I apologize for acting stupid with you and Mom this afternoon.
No problem, man. Your mother and I have taken enough finals to know what stress is and what it does to people. Yeah.
That guy wasn't really me, Dad. See, in psychology, we learn that we're all complex people. We all have different sides to our personalities. Now, me, I've got about 3 or 4 different people living inside here. You remember the guy who was here this afternoon?
Yeah, the one who, was missing all of the good things of life because his face was in the book.
Yeah, that one. You know, he was a liar, Dad. And we all listened to him. See, when he said, forget study and go to the party, we went along.
Is he here now?
Well, he's always here, but we're just not listening to him anymore.
But now, what about the guy with the cabaret and the woman on the shelf in the closet?
Yeah, well, he's here, too. Understand, he meant well, Dad, but he was leading us down the wrong path.
Well, who is it that I'm talking to now?
Me, your son.
Which one is the one I'm paying the tuition for?
That's me.
And is that one also the one with the face in the book for real now?
Yeah, Dad. That's the one who knows that it's going to take a heavy cram night to get a good grade on this final tomorrow.
That's the fellow I'm in love with.
All right.
Yes, please.
Well, come sit down. I want to show you something.
Well, it's kind of late, man.
Yeah, come on. Have a seat. I want to take a second.
I'll sit up with you for about a second, man.
Okay.
I'm out.
1 second. Now, Dad, let me ask you a question. Who are you?
Well, I'm your father, you know who I am.
I mean, in relation to these donuts and this chocolate milk, are you the same man who bought these this morning to share with me?
Don't fool around with me.
So is this the same one who would like a chocolate donut and some chocolate milk?
Why are you fooling with me?
Are you the one?
Yes, yes, I'm the one.
Mon père, let's dig in. Here you go. They're asleep, I checked. Glass for you. Last for me.